I done put 20 up under the sea. You need it. I done put 20 inside the sea. I pull up on you and I pop at your key. I pull up your block and I pop at your feet. I hopped out the coupe and no friends with the bitch. Since I was a young and I been in the door. Hey guys, this is Cody.
This is Carl.
And we're going to talk to you now with our last installment of our fantasy previews and projections.
Yes.
We're going to finish up strong with the receivers, tight ends, defenses, and then kickers too. So we're going to do top 10 for receivers, tight ends, and defenses, and then three kickers because who gives a fuck about kickers? But anyways.
They are human too. Can't say that.
So let's get this thing underway because we're going to be here just giving you these hot takes, these genius picks. Come win some money with us.
Yes,
Carl,
sir.
Who's your top 10 receiver? Let's get right into it.
Top 10 receiver is going to be Sammy Watkins. Fantasy point average last year was 12.22.
Okay.
He's the only receiver on the Buffalo Bills that can do damage, in my opinion. And that's why I have him at top 10.
Okay, so we've been on the podcast for 50 seconds, and I already hate your pick. I think Sammy's going to underwhelm. He hasn't been healthy one season yet.
Okay.
I don't think he's even, I think we talked about this last time, he's not top five in that receiving class, in my opinion,
okay,
right now. I put Odell, Brandon Cooks, Kelvin, mm-hmm, Mike Evans, and Jarvis all over him
right now.
Crazy
draft class, but I think he's ahead of Jarvis, man. He's
anyways,
ahead of Jarvis.
Okay.
Especially being the only option on the team.
Four. Anyways. Jarvis is like the only real option too.
No.
But regardless, we're not talking about Jarvis.
Right,
we're here to talk about Carl right now, how he's wrong. So anyways, I don't like him at all. I think that he obviously has all the talent in the world, but that system is not made for him to succeed.
Okay.
He is the only option, but they're gonna run the ball a lot. They're gonna be down a lot, but he's off injured. They're gonna put all the attention on him and double cover him because who are they afraid of? Robert Woods? Like Greg Salas? Like these other receivers are trash.
In my defense, he was like top 12 receivers last year.
Okay.
And like Doug Baldwin, you think Doug Baldwin's going to repeat that again? Definitely not.
Funny you say that because my number 10 is Doug Baldwin.
Yeah, you see that, man. I love it, man.
Okay.
Keep it going.
So
man.
Doug Baldwin, first of all, balled out last year.
Yes.
He really showed that he belongs in the league.
Okay.
Made the best catch of the season last year in the playoffs against the Vikings,
okay,
that one-handed stab. And him and Russell really showing a rapport. I think Russell's going to step up and prove that he belongs next year as well and like is really a top three passer.
Yeah.
Russell's a fuckboy extraordinaire, but also a really good quarterback. And I think that with Marshawn, with Marshawn gone, he's going to kind of take the reins. So
yeah.
I love Doug Baldwin. I think he's going to have more help. Jimmy's healthy, finally, sort of.
Exactly.
Tyler Lockett's here as well. They're going to have Christine Michael, a few other options as well from
exactly
the backfield too. So
I don't think they're going to lean on Doug. Like
well,
that.
He's just so talented that he's going to have a lot of opportunity because there's threats elsewhere. He's going to have more one-on-one matchups. But
yeah.
Anyways, moving on, who do you have for number 9?
Number 9, a person that was like top 5 receivers last year in fantasy. I think he's going to take a step back. I don't think he can repeat that. My boy, your boy, my mistake, Brandon Marshall.
The machine.
Last year, fantasy point average was 14.39. Oh, that's a crazy number.
Yeah, right.
So I think that definitely comes down this year with the addition of Matt Forte and his ability to catch out the backfield and quick dunks. I think Fitzpatrick's going to lean on that heavy. And then you got Decker, who's still back here, going to take away touches on the touchdown, as well as Matt Forte when he gets in the red zone. So, yeah, Brandon Marshall's coming down for me.
We'll get to Brandon later, in my opinion. Don't you worry. Talk about my receiver. Going to talk about your receiver. Number 9, I have Brandon Cooks.
Okay.
I'm a big fan of Brandon Cooks. I think that, especially indoors, he really is a different player.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be some more help this year. I think Michael Thomas is really going to emerge as well. I just like this team a lot. The last podcast I said as well, they're going to be down a lot. So
mm-hmm,
he's going to have a lot of looks. And
okay,
Brandon Cooks is just he's what Tavon Austin should look up to in terms of what the kind of player he can be. Yeah, he's shifty and he's a gadget player, but Brandon's just all around a really good route runner, also can catch too. So
yes,
I think he's going to take the next step, continue to impress, and I like Brandon Cooks a lot this year.
Mm-hmm.
Who do you have as number 8?
Number 8, man, I got Alshon Jeffries. Hopefully he can stay healthy. He's a damn good receiver when he's healthy. Last year, fantasy points in the 9 games he did play, he averaged 11.6. I definitely think he should be able to do his thing this year, and they're going to lean on him per usual. So.
I'm a big Alshon fan, but I don't have him on my list.
Okay.
I think there's so many variables in that team. They're so bad. The defense is awful.
I don't think the defense is that bad. I think it's the secondary that's really the worst part.
It's probably the worst secondary in the league.
Yeah.
But Cutler says you can't rely on him. The run game, Langford could be an all right sleeper, but he's no like threat at all. So there's going to be a lot of pressure on him. Kevin White hasn't really proved anything this preseason either.
Yeah,
they lost Martellus Bennett. I like Zach Miller kind of, but still, I don't think Alshon's the kind of player you rely on fully, especially with that offense too, where he's
jump man, jump man, jump man, jump man, throw it up, and he's going to get it.
It's fat man. So for me, number 8, I have Dez. I think with Tony Romo hurt, he's going to be under Dak, and I like Dak, but we haven't seen Dak in, you know,
but he got
full
that
situation.
Deep, that touch on a deep ball.
He
nice.
Does, but we have to understand, and people fall for this all the time in the preseason, these defenses aren't scheming. They're just running vanilla base plays like coverage, rarely blitzing, rarely showing exotic looks.
Yep.
Dak's going to see some stuff he never saw before, and he's not going to be able to run like he did in college either.
Especially again, week one with the revamped Giants defense.
Yeah, so that's going to be a test for him too, because they're going to be coming at him. Looks like the Giants have a better pass rush as well, so I have Dez because he's going to be a safety valve for him. They're going to force him the ball a lot, so you have a lot of looks.
Yeah.
I mean, Dez is really talented. If he can stay healthy, I expect him to have a really solid year.
Finally, you just got to have a quarterback to throw it to him.
Exactly.
The quarterbacks before were, try that.
Yeah. who do you have for 7?
For 7, I got another receiver that was top 5, Allen Robinson. Definitely think his number's coming down some. I think they're going to go with more of a balanced approach this year. They got Julian Thomas starting off the year. Last year, Allen Robinson fantasy point average was 14, even. So I really think that's going to come down.
Yeah, I love Allen Robinson. I'll get to him later.
Okay.
For me, I have A.J. Green. I have him at 7. Okay. I just don't think there's going to be that much opportunity for him to have someone else to help. Eifert's hurt. Run game's barely above average, in my opinion. And they lost some really good players as well, and Mohamed Sanu and Marvin Jones, too. So the only other receiver opposite him is going to be Tyler Boyd, who I'm not sold on yet.
Yeah.
Fuck you, fanboy, who listened and said he was 5'9". He's 6'1". I said it. He's not that fast, and his hands are all right.
Okay.
And then, sorry about that.
Stay in the present moment.
Woosa. And I don't know. Or Brandon LaFell, who had 0 touchdowns last year, even though he played with Tom Brady.
Yeah.
So I just don't know if AJ's going to have a lot of opportunities where he'll be singled up. I think the defense is going to put all their attention on him.
Mm-hmm.
Plays the Jets week 1. Be surprised if he makes a game out alive. So that's just how I feel. I don't think he's going to be that great.
Okay.
Who do you have for number 6?
Number 6, I'm going to stay in that AJ Green territory. I'm going with AJ Green in this one.
Okay.
Tyler Eifert might miss a game or two, but they're going to lean on AJ Green a lot. Some of the reasons you gave as well. So I think AJ Green's gonna come back to form, man. Be one of the top receivers again.
So for 6, I have Brandon Marshall, and I think he's gonna be a monster this year. It's just for the simple fact that there's just 5 better receivers in him right now, who are all younger and just have more to give on the offense. But I think Brandon has been the best receiver in Jets history. I think he'll continue to grow in that rapport with Ryan Fitzpatrick. Eric Decker takes a lot of attention away from him. You mentioned they have Matt Forte as well, but he's just such a mismatch, and just his physicality, the way he runs routes. He's just, when he's focused, and he usually is, one of the best receivers in the league. So I think that the Jets are going to have a lot of opportunity. There'll be a lot of shootouts this year. Everyone's in the second year of the system. They're going to find a way to get in the ball like they did last year. And as a Jets fan, I couldn't be more excited for this offense going into this year. It's the best one that I've seen us have in my lifetime.
Okay. I actually think it's going to be opposite. I don't think it's going to be a lot of shootouts this year. You guys got a tough schedule, and you are playing some tough defenses, more than facing tougher defenses than y'all faced last year.
Not definitely, so but like, we're a tough defense too. So
yeah,
like, it's going to be like, it's
it
going to
be
interesting.
Shootout, that's what I'm saying.
I think that there's going to be a lot of close games. And
exactly.
Because of that, they're going to have to be some late quarter drives like we had last year as well.
Okay.
Who do you have for number 5?
I got the one, Nuke Bomb, DeAndre. Catch anything between the white line, Hopkins. Last year, fantasy point total 13.8. I think that number is going to go up, especially with the weapons that they added. They can't they can't double them up anymore.
Mm-hmm.
They have Fuller, who's going to take the top off, and they got Lamar Miller.
Mm-hmm.
You got to pay attention to as well.
Braxton
Miller as well.
Don't call me Tony.
So I'm definitely going with Nuke.
Yeah, no, I love him as well. He's later on my list. I have Allen Robinson at number 5.
Okay.
I just love this Jaguars team. I love this offense, love the potential. Allen Robinson's just a monster, and you can just tell that he's one of the best receivers in the league.
Definitely.
If you have the opportunity to draft him, he'll probably be there in the second round.
Yeah.
He's going to get a lot of love, and I think a lot of people are sleeping on how good this guy really is.
Okay.
So be on the lookout for Allen Robinson. Who do you have for number 4?
Number 4, I have the one and only the zesty Odell Junior. I mean, you see him everywhere, just dancing and just.
In the hot tub with other gentlemen. you were jealous. You were jealous. You were looking at that spa.
Yeah, so, man, last year fantasy point average was 42.89. Ridiculous. They got a lot more help with, like, Sterling Shepard and Victor Cruz is coming back, who, by the way, last night looked good running routes. Not per se, like, had a great game, but just looked good running the routes.
Another zest.
Yeah. So I think they're gonna spread the ball a lot this year.
Yeah. So for me, for number four, I have Julio. I love the potential, but I don't like anyone else in the offense. And I think just off of that, other than the running backs, there's no one else who's really gonna be a huge threat. And Matt Ryan, I think, is a below average quarterback at this point. I don't know. You shouldn't even draft him, in my opinion. So they're definitely not starting him. So love Julio and just hate the offense, and that's why he's not in the top three for me.
Okay.
Who do you have number three?
Number three. It's going to be a surprise to you, but it ain't going to be a surprise to me. Keenan Allen.
Really?
Yes.
I like it.
Number three.
I like
Before
it.
Before he went down with the injury, wow. Keenan Allen was out here. And they got Winston Hunt back as the OC. So Keenan Allen's going to put up big numbers this year. I love Keenan Allen, one of my sleeper picks, depending on where you draft him. Last year, point total was 11.8, and he only played in 8 games. So I expect big things this year with Keenan Allen and Tony Romo. Like you said about other players, they don't have that much receiver weapons. Keenan Allen's going to be a focus point on that offense.
Oof, I like that a lot. Keenan Allen's a super talented player, and him and Philip Rivers, he had a great rapport.
Yeah.
So I'm not mad at that pick at all.
Sure.
For me, I have DeAndre Hopkins. I think he's only 24,
yep.
And he's going to be a top receiver in the next year or so. He's just so good. He's so big. He's so crisp with his routes. Sure-handed, makes some circus catches as well. I'm a big fan of him. Just another fantastic Clemson receiver. So I have him at number three. Who do you have for number two?
Number two, I am going with Julio Jones. Last year, fantasy point average was 14.94, and I think that's going to continue upward. He didn't get a lot of touches in the red zone, so he would have had probably a better season than Antonio Brown. Antonio Brown probably had like 2 more touchdowns more than him to end the season, so I'm definitely going with Julio because I think he's going to get a lot of the looks that he didn't get last year in the red zone this year, so going with Julio.
Okay.
Touchdowns matter, people. Touchdowns
they
matter.
They definitely do. For number two, I have Zescott OBJ, Odell Beckham Jr. He's just unstoppable. No one's had as good of a start to the career in the first 2 years as he's had in NFL history.
Okay.
He's an anomaly.
Okay.
His parents are both college athletes.
Mm-hmm.
His dad played at LSU. He's just a monster. He's so fast. He has gigantic hands. He really gets up and gets the ball despite not being that tall.
Mm-hmm.
And we all know about the one-handed catches, too. So I think with this year, defense will be a little more stout. They have Sterling Shepard on the outside. I'm not a believer in Victor Cruz yet, but I just think that Odell's in for a huge year.
Okay.
And number one, I'm sure we have the same person.
Okay, but I want to say it first. So shut up.
Good.
I like Antonio Brown, man. Fantasy points last year, the only person that hit the 15 mark, he averaged 15.39. And that it is because he had more touchdowns than Julio. So I definitely like Antonio Brown. He's definitely going to be the focal point, especially with the suspension is looming with the Steelers. So Antonio Brown.
Good. I'm not talking. Nah, I got AB2.
Yes, sir.
Best player in the draft. You're number one pick. You're stupid if you don't take him.
Exactly.
All right, moving on to tight end.
PPR and standard league.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't matter.
Say this. Number 10 tight end. Who do you got?
Number 10 tight end for the 2016 fantasy season is going to go to Jared Cook.
Okay.
Last year, fantasy total point was 3 points exactly, but that was for the newly LA Rams. He going to offense where the quarterback loved to target the tight end.
Mm-hmm.
And last year,
they look great together so far.
Yeah,
too.
Last year Richard Rodgers was a top 10 tight end in fantasy.
Yeah.
So Cook is coming in. I think he's going to take that spot and do his thing. Cook looked good with the backup quarterbacks with Aaron Rodgers in practice and stuff. So no doubt in my mind, Cook is going to be in that.
Yeah, place. No, he's my sleeper. I didn't want to say him because we have people in our fantasy league listening. So, cats out of the bag.
It's all how you draft.
Yeah.
It matters how you draft, baby.
So, for number 10, I have Charles Clay.
Okay.
I just think that there's not a lot of other opportunities other than Sammy Watkins to spread the ball around.
He wasn't a top 10 tight end last year.
So he wasn't, but he was hurt for a while too.
Yeah. Okay.
So I think that he's going to have a lot bigger role in this offense. So I like Charles Clay a lot. He was really good in Miami. They paid him so much money, probably too much money when he signed with Buffalo, but I still think that he's going to show up there and impress. So I'm looking to him to have a big year. Who do you have for number nine?
Number nine, I'm going with my boy, the one and only, Kobe Fleener. Last year, fantasy point total, it was another low total coming from the offense that lost Andrew Luck. He had averaged 4.6. But last year, we had Benjamin Watson, and he was a top 10 tight end. So I expect the same thing from Kobe Fleener. Breeze is good, making people become something, somebodies. So I definitely like to see Kobe Fleener in that list.
Yeah.
My number nine.
But Ben Wallace could catch.
Benjamin Watson.
Ben Watson could catch.
Yeah.
But Fleener can't. So actually, for number nine, I have Dwayne Allen.
Okay.
Who kind of took a spot in Indianapolis when he was healthy. I think Dwayne Allen's going to have a huge year this year.
Okay.
I think that he's the second most talented pass catcher on that offense right now. Mm-hmm. I think that he's a little slow, but he catches everything thrown his way.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm really big on him this year, and I think that him and Andrew Luck are going to continue to develop that rapport.
Okay.
Who do you have for number eight?
Number eight, when he comes back from being injured, I definitely have Tyler Eifert.
Okay.
Last year, fantasy point total, 10.7. One of the top tight ends of last year. So I'm definitely going with him.
I see
big things from him in the offense that doesn't have that many pass catchers outside of A.J. Green.
I love Eifert.
And Giovanni.
It doesn't matter if he's still healthy, but I love Eifert. Number eight, I have Jimmy Graham. he hasn't really shown much.
He might not even, since
he got traded to Seattle. Fun fact, Russell Wilson's a weirdo. Got married. Only person he invited to his wedding on the Seahawks was Jimmy Graham. So, fun fact. So maybe that fuckboy skills will rub off on him. He'll start to do well too.
The Seahawks don't utilize their tight ends like that.
They spread it out
to different tight ends.
They started throwing more last year.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised if they start doing that more now that they don't have like a base running game. And maybe they'll start leaning on Russell more because he's starting to develop. Jimmy Graham's just such a weapon when he's healthy, so I don't see why they wouldn't use him.
Okay.
It's just a matter of making sure that he's on the field. Who do you have for number seven?
Number seven, tight end that I think is going to be a focal point on offense is Zach Ertz.
Okay.
Philadelphia Eagles last year, fantasy points was 6.4. Another year with Sam Bradford. I think it's going to bode well for him, and he's going to be a red zone target for them as well. So, Zach Ertz.
Yeah, no, I like Zach Ertz a lot. The only reason I didn't have them is just because of the whole weird thing that I have with Brent Celek, too.
Mm-hmm.
He eats a lot of his carries, touches as well. So I like Ertz a lot and his potential, and hopefully that this new regime starts to respect him more and give him more targets.
Yep.
For me, at number seven, I have Julius Thomas. He's finally healthy.
Okay. Yeah.
Got paid a ton of money to go to Jacksonville and ball out. Hasn't done that last year because he was hurt, but I think with all the other weapons they have, he'll find a lot of single coverage and really start to make some noise and remind you why he was
so
good at Denver.
Passes, man. He had a lot of drops in preseason.
He did.
Same as last year. That's the only issue. And they worked together this offseason, so I was expecting something totally different, but I'm seeing the same thing.
He just wants you to think that you won't catch the ball,
yeah.
So you draft him later. He's got you.
Gotta catch it.
Who do you have at number six?
Six, I'm going with Delanie Walker. Yes, the tight end zone did get receivers and Rashard Matthews and Tajay Sharp for reception purposes, but I think when it all comes down to it, when we get into the red zone, Delaney's going to do his thing if DeMarco and Henry not running it in. So I like Delanie Walker for that purpose. So he's going to slide down, though, so he's definitely number six.
Yeah, I love Delanie. I have Barnkowski at six.
Mm-hmm.
I think that he's going to have a lot of single looks now because of all of it. Barnage.
Oh, I was confused for a second.
They call him Barnkowski.
Okay, go ahead.
Gary Barnage is super tall. They have Terrell Pryor, Josh Gordon now, two huge receivers on the outside. So I can see him up the seam having a lot of looks from RG3.
Okay.
Offensive line's a little suspect, so if he's getting rushed, dump it off to him in the flat. I think this is going to be a really big year and even improved from last year for Barnkowski.
Yeah.
Who do you have for number five?
Speaking of you giving people Gronkowski nicknames, I'm going with Travis Baby Gronk.
Okay.
Last year, fantasy totals 7.3. I think they're going to use him a lot more than they did last year. And I like what I see from him.
They just have to give him the ball more.
Yeah.
For me, number five, Tyler Eifert. I just think that when he's healthy, he's the second most talented tight end, just physicality,
Without
running hands, the NFL. He's always hurt. So hopefully he's more healthy. He's not going to play till week 4 or 5, they said, which is really going to hurt that offense and I think cost him some games ultimately.
Yeah, that's why I have him down there. But, yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
He's definitely on that list and has to be on that list.
Yeah, I think he's elite talent when healthy. Who do you have for number four?
Number four, I'm going with Greg Olsen. Last year, fantasy point total average was 9.4. Carolina, they always use Greg Olsen, no matter what year, no matter who they have on their squad. Greg Olsen is definitely a go-to target.
Yeah, I'm realizing now I forgot Greg Olsen. But I'm going to say that I did that on purpose because they're going to have more receiving threats, so he's not going to have as many looks. For me, number four is Travis Kelce.
Okay.
Super talented. They just never give him the ball. So hopefully Andy Reid will just start, you know, throwing to his player when he realizes he's one of the most talented in the league at that position and give him more than like three targets a game. So I know Alex Smith can't throw, but hopefully they'll find someone that can. Maybe Nick Foles comes in there and just, you know, ends up making some plays.
See how that goes.
Yeah. Who do you have for number three?
Gary Gronkowski, Barnage. Last year, fantasy total 9.9. I think he's RG3 safety blanket, and he could definitely go out and catch the long ball. So I'm definitely keeping Gronkowski up there in the top three.
Okay. Me, number three is Delanie Walker.
Okay.
I just think he's easily the most talented receiving option they have.
Mm-hmm.
I like Tajay Sharp from what I've seen, but at the end of the day, he's a fifth-round pick from UMass. Like I said before, these defenses aren't scheming yet. I think that, you know, he's going to start facing some real heavy press coverage, some interesting looks he hasn't seen yet.
Well, he's not going to be facing the ones. He should be facing the ones. So I think it's going to be easy to attack the twos on a lot of teams, man.
No, but what I'm saying is I think he's going to take a step back from what we're seeing in preseason. He's still going to be good. He's going to start, obviously, but I think that Delanie's easily the number most talented, you know, pass catcher they have on this team.
Okay.
I like with this new system they have too. I think out of play action, Delanie's gonna get a lot more looks as well. So I think it's gonna be a huge year for him. Number two, who do you got?
I have Jordan Reed.
Mm-hmm.
He's staying in that spot, the same spot he was in last year. I believe last year he averaged 11.2. Yeah, man, that's Kirk Cousins' favorite target. Like, it doesn't matter like how many receivers or how many receiving options they had. Kirk Cousins loved him some Reed, and especially in the red zone. It doesn't matter. That's his safety blanket. I like Jordan Reed.
Okay. Yeah, no, I mean, obviously I have Jordan Reed too. He's just a crazy athlete. He's pretty much like a receiver in a tight end's body.
Yeah,
he's just so fluid with his motion.
So
he's
nice.
Really talented. So it's hard not to like Jordan Reed. I think he's, you know, easily could be the top tight end if it wasn't, you know, some Godzilla in Boston. But Jordan Reed is a monster. Number one, who do you got?
Mr. Rob Gronkowski, the real Gronkowski.
Stole lot.
Another stroke alert. Last year, fantasy point total was 12.2, a full point above everybody else. I really think when Brady gets back, it's a wrap for the league, man. It's a wrap.
Yeah, no, actually, I think Gronk is actually getting a lot of looks with Jimmy as well, just because he's just gigantic and knows he can get it. So
yeah,
Jimmy's going to panic and throw it up to him because Jimmy looks like he's got some happy feet. So I could see him giving a lot of targets to Gronk. Also, shout out to Gronk's brother.
Got for making the Bills roster.
Made the Bills. They cut Jerome Felton, who's a really good fullback, and are going to use Gronk instead.
Well,
so
Sean McCoy was pouring out bottles of water in front of Jerome's own locker. Like, you know how they do in the hood for with liquor.
Yeah.
Pour out a little liquor for the dead homie.
Damn, that's crazy. He's probably upset because Felton's mad good, actually.
Yeah.
So that's who we got for tight ends. All right, let's get to defenses now.
Okay.
Who do you have for a top 10 defense? Number 10?
A surprising defense that's making this the jump into the top 10 for me is going to be the Philadelphia Eagles.
Okay.
Last year, fantasy average of 8.8. I think they do a heck of a job under Schwartz. They showed that in the preseason. And there's no reason, no doubt in my mind that's going to translate into the regular season. That defense is nice, and I like it.
No, I agree a lot. I like this team a lot. I think the defense is going to carry them to the playoffs, but I just don't have enough faith in their secondary to give them a top 10 title yet, just because there's so many talented defenses right now.
Okay.
For me, number 10, I have the Rams.
Okay.
They have, in my opinion, the second best defensive player in the NFL, Aaron Donald. Linebackers are looking really good, too. They got rid of Laurinaitis, who was slowing them down. Got Alex Ogletree. They moved Mark Barron. They took him away from the Bucs at safety, moved him to linebacker.
Mm-hmm.
His career's really taken off from there.
Yeah, definitely. I agree with that.
Like LaMarcus Joyner a lot as well.
My boy True.
Yeah, so
True, man.
Robert Quinn's going to be back too. So I like this team a lot. I think they're going to have a lot of potential to really make some plays and keep this team in it. And with that defense and run game, the Rams are going to be in a lot of close games. So
yeah, that's why we'll talk about them later from my list.
Yeah, so who do you got for number 9?
A team that was actually a top 10 team last year in fantasy football, Pittsburgh Steelers.
Okay.
Everybody's back healthy. The younger guys playing more of a longer role. instead of like switch alternating here and there, like every drive. I definitely like Pittsburgh Steelers this year. Last year they had a fantasy point total of 10.3, so I think they keep that in pace with that.
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about Pittsburgh just because obviously they have some players at linebacker, but and even at defensive end too. But I really don't like anyone in their secondary.
Yeah, man.
And so because of that, I think it's going to keep them out of a lot of games.
Yeah.
And people are conveniently forgetting that their secondary is kind of trash.
They were trash last year. They were still the top 10 defense in fantasy.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I just don't see it. For me, for number 9, I have the Patriots. Okay. I think they have a lot of young players. They've started to draft really well in defense. Jamie Collins has emerged. Dante Hightower is really good. Malcolm Brown's good. Malcolm Butler's good. Yeah. Devin McCourty's good. So
and Mingo.
Yeah.
Don't sleep. Mingo, man.
I'm asleep.
Don't sleep.
But they also added Chris Long, too. I think there's going to be a lot of complimentary players who are going to help them out and make plays down the line.
As
so because
always.
Of that, I think there'll be a lot of shootouts, and I like this pass defense. So
yeah.
We'll see how it goes. Who do you have for number 8?
Number 8, I'm going with the Cincinnati Bengals.
Okay.
Their defense is always stingy, and there's always a strong defense year in and year out for quite a while. Yeah, so I'm going with Cincinnati Bengals. They had fantasy point total average last year was 9.4, so.
Yeah, right. No, I actually have Cincinnati as well.
At number 8?
Yeah, they lost some players. They lost Reggie Nelson, who I like a lot. They lost Leon Hall, too, but they still do have some solid players up front. Carlos Dunlap, Geno Atkins looks like he's healthy again, too.
The two beasts.
I think Vontaze Burfict is going to be suspended for a few games, so that would definitely hurt. But overall, they have some really solid players, so. I like what I see from this defense a lot. I like the way that they're schemed. I like Marvin Lewis a lot, too. So I think it's going to be a top 10 defense. Who do you have for 7?
7, I'm going with the LA Rams.
Okay.
Last year, their fantasy point total average was 9.7. Like you said, you named pretty much everything I was going to say. So I'll definitely stick with the LA Rams. And I like them for that reason to be higher on the list at number 7.
Okay. Number 7, I have the Texans. I think they have a lot of components there to help them out, but also some question marks, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not entirely sold in their secondary yet. They have some pieces, but not a lot. Front 7 looks great. Watts. They have Whitney Merciless and Jadavian. Finally, looks like he's got it together, too.
Yeah.
So I like a lot of the pieces on this defense, especially with their linebackers, too, with Brian Cushing and some of the other players they have. So I'm looking forward to seeing this team in full, especially with a better offense now, too.
Yep.
I think this is going to be a lot more of a dangerous team come playoff time.
Yep, for that reason alone, I have them higher on my list. Talk about them later.
Who do you have number 6?
Number 6, the team that's going to take a plunge is Carolina Panthers. Last year, fantasy point total was 10.6. But you're starting two rookies at cornerback in a position that's going to get attacked a lot. I can't see anything happening.
In that division, too.
Yeah, they really have no, like, the depth is young or whatever.
Inexperienced.
Yeah, so especially in safety, they can't even make a decision on safety. They signed cut Stevie Brown.
Yeah.
Like, no.
It was that very reason, the secondary, why I don't have them on my list.
They're going to take a plunge.
I like their D-line a lot. Yeah. I like the linebackers, but I don't know anyone who I'm really afraid of in that secondary, and I think that's really going to hurt them, especially when they're facing Mike Evans and Brandon Cook and Julio Jones in that division.
Exactly.
They need to have someone that can match up, and losing Norman, which is stupid on their part because now they're really vulnerable at that position. Number 6 at the Arizona Cardinals.
Okay.
They seem to keep adding players, and I like that a lot. They got Chandler Jones, too, who's going to help them out. They just got Marcus Cooper. I like their rookie Williams they got in the 3rd round, too. Brandon Williams, he's going to start for them.
He was getting attacked in preseason.
He was
going after him.
He made some plays, though, too. They're getting Honey Badger back. Deion Buchanan's one of my favorite players. Patrick Peterson's out here as well. So they have a lot of options, and I'm really looking forward to seeing how this team works out.
Okay.
Who do you have for number 5?
Number 5, you already spoke about them in length, so I'm not going to do too much discussing about them. It's the Houston Texans. Last year, fantasy, they had 11.1. So I expect them to keep doing that, and I think they got a lot stronger on that defensive side of the ball. A lot of rookies last year, and they're going to be second year players. Definitely should be better.
Yeah, no, for me, for number 5 is actually kind of a surprise pick. I have the Redskins. I made a lot of decisions.
What?
Yeah. I like this team a lot.
Nah, hell no. You scat the Redskins skipping all those teams we just named.
Yeah.
There's no way.
We'll see.
Oh my God.
We'll see. They made a live
hot take for your ass.
Very good for that.
Hot take for your ass.
I do hot takes. I mean, you add Josh Norman to an already talented secondary.
Yeah.
I love moving D'Angelo Hall to free safety. They have a pass rush.
Yeah, okay.
Added Sua Cravens, who was one of my favorite players in this draft, too.
Okay.
I think the pieces are there. They're going to be controlling the ball. Their offense is going to be really methodical, take a lot of time, and I think the defense is really good to combat some of these passing offenses.
Man, this front seven is going to be trash, man.
I like this front seven. Ryan Kerrigan's real. I like this team a lot. All right, who do you have for number four?
Number four, I got the Minnesota Vikings.
Okay.
Strong defense. I think they got better. They get better each and every year. And another year together, I think they're going to do big things this year. Last year, fantasy point average was 10. So I really like the Vikings and top five.
Yeah, no, I actually had the Vikings at number four too.
That's awesome.
The Vikings have some of my favorite players in the NFL.
Yeah.
I think they've drafted so well on defense recently, especially with their linebackers,
okay,
their safeties. They have arguably some of the best position players at every position that are young. Anthony Barr, Eric Hendricks, Harrison Smith, Xavier Rhodes, Tre Floyd, Linval Joseph, not done, Everson Griffin. All these players are like under 26 and are so good right now. So I'm really looking forward to this team and what they're going to provide on defense, and I think that's really going to keep them in the playoff hunt.
Yeah.
Even after losing Teddy, I think the defense is so talented.
Yep.
Who do you have at number three?
Number three, you already spoke about them, Arizona Cardinals.
Okay.
Last year, fantasy point total is 11.4. I think they're still going to be top of the pack, so I like them.
Okay, number three, I'm going to try to be subjective. I'm a Jets fan, obviously.
Okay.
This is the best defense we've had in a really long time.
Okay.
I have a question mark about the second cornerback. It looks like it's going to be Marcus Williams. Didn't have 6 picks last year.
2 hot takes, man.
We have Buster Screen as well.
Yeah, we should have a limit on hot takes, man.
Nah. I mean, isn't that crazy? We were number four last year.
Yeah,
like, we're not like that. Our defensive line is only better. Leonard Williams has had a sack in every game he's played in the preseason. He just turned 22.
Yeah.
He's going to end up being the best defensive lineman we have, an already really talented position group. So anyways, who do you have for number two?
Number two, I'm going with the Seattle Seahawks.
Okay. Man.
Last year, fantasy point total was 10.5. I think they're going to be better this year, so I really like them to be top two.
So you really don't have the Jets in the top 10 defense?
I really don't have the Jets in the
really?
Top 10 defense.
Okay.
No, I don't.
Why?
Because they weren't in the top 10 last year in fantasy purposes. I just don't see anything top 10. As simple as that. No Jets. I don't care. For the Jets. Shut up.
Well, that was kind of rude. Anyways, so who do you have at number two?
Number two, I got the Seattle Seahawks. Last year, fantasy points average 10.5. I think they're going to be a better defense this year with everybody starting on the same page and everybody there from the beginning. So I like them.
Yeah, no, I have them too. They're really talented.
Mm-hmm.
Love Michael Bennett. I think they're going to take a step back in regards to, you know, the dominant team they were before when they were the number one defense in the league.
Okay.
I think the league's starting to catch up to them, but in that division, they're going to have a lot of opportunity to shut some teams out.
Yep.
So I like this team a lot, obviously. It was my number two defense as well.
Okay.
And so, number one, we have the Super Bowl champs. Is that correct?
Correct. And we never agreed on 2 back-to-back picks.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So I know we're going to have a lot of people when they draft and they're going to reach for both these defenses.
Silly. Don't do that.
6th, 7th round. I've seen that done before.
Yeah, pick the Jets in the 11th. Straight. Tell them Cody sent you.
Nice. So, yeah, we got the champs, Denver Broncos, man. They had a solid preseason defense showing.
Mm-hmm. Depth, too.
Depth
a lot of depth.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's
yeah.
what I'm saying. Last year, fantasy point average was 11.7, led the league in that. So,
Bradley Roby's really good, too. I used to follow Bradley Roby on Twitter. He started adding it Sarah J too much. I got freaked out. Anyways.
Sarah J. I don't know.
Yeah. Moving on. Who do you have as your number three kicker?
Number three kicker is going to be Chris Coswell of the Pittsburgh Steelers. Last year, fantasy point total 10.5 in 12 games. Like I said, they're going to be a juggernaut on offense, the Pittsburgh Steelers, that is. And I think Chris Coswell is going to do his thing.
Number three, I have Justin Tucker, just
because
he looks like a kicker.
Very. He's so swaggy,
yeah,
man. Yo,
yeah.
Swag Justin Tucker.
He really is. That's how I'd be if I was a kicker.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
This guy is dope.
Yeah. Who do you have number two?
I have Graham Gano.
Goodell.
Last year, he was fantasy points 10.2. So I think he's going to continue to be one of the top kickers of the league. Carolina Panthers got a lot of weapons on offense, so they're definitely going to be in the red zone a lot. So, yeah.
Yeah. I can't endorse a fuckboy name like Goodell.
Goodell.
I have my fellow Polak, Steven Gostkowski, as number two.
Wow.
He's going to have a lot of opportunities this
year. I got to see who's your number one. That's crazy.
I don't think they're going to have a lot of opportunity to score in those first 4 games. They're going to settle for field goals. I think because of that, He takes a step back.
That's a good reason.
I know. I'm a smart guy. Number one, who do you have?
I have your boy, Stephen Gostkowski.
Okay.
I have him as number one. Regardless, I think because they won't be able to score a lot of touchdowns, they'll be in the red zone, but they're going to have to settle for a lot of field goals.
Mm-hmm.
So I think he's going to still continue to keep pace with his numbers. And when Brady come back, he's just going to jump up. And interesting fact about Gostkowski, like, he had more points than the number two tight end last year.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
A lot of opportunities. You're such a fucking nerd for knowing that.
Yeah, a lot of opportunities.
Nah.
Yo, that's why you should listen to me, man. Yeah. You listen to me, you're going to win your fantasy league. Oh, my fault. I was a winner the previous year, so I know what I'm talking about. Let's get it.
Are you done?
I'm done.
Or are you finished?
I'm finished and I'm done.
Number one, I have Steven Hauschka. Just kind of like saying his last name.
Oh, my gosh. He's a consistent kicker, so I can see that.
Yeah. Anyways, so that's our fantasy roundup. Hopefully, a lot of you have your drafts come this weekend or within the next week. Please listen to us. We're very smart. And continue to listen to us as well.
If you have any questions for us, just hit us on our Twitter.
CNC Podcast.
Or you could leave messages on our own.
Football podcast.
Yes.
A lot of memes and all that. You can see my beautiful face, Carl's ugly face. But thanks for listening. Please continue to rate, subscribe, and we'll come at you after the Thursday night game, talk to you about your DraftKings lineups you should set for the upcoming week as well, our predictions and all that. And the season's underway, so get used to hearing a lot more from us.
Yes, sir. A lot of fantasy predictions, like Cody said, especially for FanDuel and DraftKings players. Let's go.
All right, and once again, this is Cody.
This is Carl.
See you soon.
I dig everything that you're saying. I dig everything that you're doing, too. I dig the way that you look at me. You dig the way that I look at you. I just want to grab on your butt, but the seat in the Benz is your nail clutch. The effing to give him a haircut. I roll up a salmon to John Duck. That big booty bounce on a dick in it, bro. I don't got to act like a gangster, you know. No, my bag will look like a pole. Yeah, my bag will look like a pole. I sit on clouds of the smoke. I'ma blow clouds of the smoke.